Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt to talk about being aware of holiday scams. With the holiday season upon us, a lot of scam artists can come out of the woodwork and try and get money from people. What are some things that people need to be on the lookout for this holiday season?
Well, obviously, if it doesn't sound right to you, it's probably not right. A lot of times people, they fall victim to somebody that is very convincing. I mean, these scam artists are, that's how they're making their money. We've had people call into the sheriff's office where somebody's called and said that they've, instead of with the FBI or whatever, that they're with the FIB or Federal Investigations Bureau, and that there's a warrant for them. And if they don't send a down payment, then they're going to have an arrest warrant and U.S. Marshals are going to show up their house. Call us. There's scams like that all the time. Or someone will say that, hey, I mean, grandson or something was involved in an accident and needs money, and this is a person that's their friend, and send the money to this location. They'll make sure they get it to the grandkids. Chances are 98% of the time those are scams that people are just trying to get somebody that's vulnerable to send them money. So when in doubt, hang up. If it's something that truly is an emergency situation, or if it truly is something that people, I mean, are looking for somebody, they're going to contact us at the sheriff's office and we're going to be making contact. So if you don't have a local agency, or whether it be the police department or the sheriff's office contacting, chances are it's a scam.
And it's not just the phone calls. You can also get emails, too, from different organizations saying they're with a charity and stuff like that, especially during the holiday season, trying to get off the generosity of people out there, something else they need to keep an eye out for.
We've got great people in Marion County here that want to help people and they want to do good things, but they definitely do need to be cautious. I mean, make sure that you research the charitable organization that you're giving to. Make sure that the place where you're sending the donation to is a legitimate business. Double check. Do your homework and your research on it. There's a lot of great charitable organizations that do great things for people, but right along with that, there's people that are scamming, that are trying to say that they're with a certain charitable group, and then that money doesn't reach the people that it needs to. So make sure you really research those people and those charitable organizations to know that they are credible.
If a person believes they are a victim of a scam or are trying to be scammed, who should they contact to try and at least make law enforcement aware of this?
Well, a lot of times calling the local, whether it be the police department or the sheriff's office, is important. There are times or whatever that once it's documented or whatever, somebody may still continue to call or whatever on that. Just hang up. They don't have to call in. If the scammer tries to call 10 different times and say they're the same person, they don't have to call it 10 different times and let that agency know that, because chances are we've probably had other phone calls or information for it. But the first time that somebody calls and says, hey, listen, this is what they're trying to scam, or if they question what the legitimacy of it, contact that local law enforcement agency.
What are some things that you've seen over the years in regards to different types of scam techniques that some of these scammers are using to make people aware of what to be on the lookout for?
Anytime when somebody's playing on someone's emotions, most of the legitimate charitable organizations aren't going to put that sales pressure onto someone. They're going to tell what the organization is and leave it up to the person if they choose to do that or not. If somebody's coming hard and trying to pressure someone or saying that, hey, you really need to do this, or that type of stuff is the information or whatever, where it's probably not legitimate. The legitimate good charitable organizations aren't going to pressure somebody. They're very appreciative of the donations they get and aren't going to try to offend somebody by being hardcore.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.